Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Josh Edge. This week on AK, growing. Alaska's summer months may be limited, but the growing season has no bounds. That is, as long as you grow indoors. AK's Ann Hillman found out that indoor gardens in Anchorage are blossoming even in unexpected spaces.
In a top-floor, one-bedroom apartment near the university, a young couple is making creative use of their small space. Tucked between the bathroom and bedroom doors sits the beginning of a dream, a heat lamp, a bottle of organic nutrients, and a healthy habanero pepper plant.
After a while, one day we looked down at our plant and there was two green habaneros right there. And we're just like, oh, this is so cool. And we're wigging out about it.
Christina Emerson and Justin Carpenter are experimenting with low-budget indoor growing. Their mini greenhouse is a $5 heat lamp illuminating the white-painted corner of their hallway. The paint reflects the light back on their plants and seed starts.
So do you have to hop over your plants to go into the bathroom?
No, really. I put the seeds up on the thing and we kind of just shimmy around them.
Proudly displayed in the center of their living room is an experimental terrarium.
But yeah, the betas down there, I got a waterfall. This is all hydroton down here. And I have a pump, submersible pump in here, pumping the water through the hydroton, which I have my plants planted into.
Wait, so are these...
Those are real.
Those are real plants. Yeah. What are they?
Just house plants.
The water from the small fish pool cycles through to feed the blossoming house plants that are home to two red-eyed tree frogs.
And so the fish poop circulates through here, and it feeds my the nutrients for my plants.
The young couple started growing indoors when they moved to Anchorage from rural Alaska. They love the flavor of homegrown foods and the excitement of experimenting with fish plant growing systems. But due to practical concerns, like raising their landlord's electric bill, they have had to keep their dreams in check.
I mean, this stuff only uses a few cents a month, but if we went too extravagant, he might say something. Because, I mean, you've seen her work. They have lights in there that if you plug in, they'll burn up like $500 a month.
Yeah.
Like electricity. You know.
Emerson recently started work at the Fair Trade Organic Gardens, a specialty garden shop in Midtown Anchorage. The store is crammed with sample indoor greenhouses, light setups, pH testing kits, even space-age-looking indoor tents for creating mini ecosystems. It's run by a man who goes just by Jay the Plant Doctor. He helped start the shop 3 years ago and says business is booming, especially right now.
The swing from summer to winter is pretty big in Alaska. You'd expect that there would be a lot more business for horticulture in the summertime in Alaska, but actually the busy period is from fall till spring because most people are indoor growers here.
Partially, that's because of the limited outdoor growing season and because of the indoor options.
Hydroponic, bioponic, aeroponic, soilless. There's a lot of different methods, deep water culture, and each one has its own specific requirements.
With the right equipment, you can set up any type of environment and grow whatever you want. For him, it's a science, but some indoor growers think of it more as a way of coping.
This is my survival during the wintertime.
Stephanie Cohn stands in her Midtown duplex next to a glowing rack of plants and lights.
In the dark and with the cold, I just, my spirit feels better when I'm tending to something. And when you can't really do a whole bunch of tending in the wintertime, it's just really nice to be able to have it inside.
Cohn shows off her array of plants. On the top rack are practical items like fresh herbs and a tomato. Further down are her experiments.
And I have all my succulents. These are my little succulent experiments up here. And then the propagation shelf.
What's that? It's like little bubbles. It's like green bubble strings.
It's strand of pearls.
During her 6 years of testing it out, Cohn has had some setbacks.
I started in our little tiny apartment, little basement apartment when we first moved here. And, you know, I got a big bug infestation and got really frustrated. And I was like, I'll never do this again. But every year, when the light starts to fade, I'm like, okay, I have to start planting.
She's learned that a healthy indoor garden requires proper ventilation so the plants don't get too hot from the lights, and that spraying leaves with soapy water keeps the bugs at bay. Though she's an avid gardener, she emphasizes that anyone can do it.
I mean, it's really a lot easier than people think. I mean, it is. It really is. I mean, all it takes is just consistency in watering and a little bit of fertilization and a love for growing.
And for Emerson and Carpenter, just a little bit of space and the seeds of a giant dream. For AK, I'm Ann Hillman.